Game of the week tonight in Hudson. It's the Blissfield Royals traveling to Hudson to take on the Tigers. I'm joined by Blissfield senior captain Ty Cantrell. Morning, Ty.
Good morning.
Well, let's get things going with your season so far. I know the record isn't exactly what you hoped for, but what's been your takeaway a little over halfway through the season?
So, like you said, right now it's definitely not what we want it to be, but throughout the weeks, I think a little bit of time we've showed improvement a little bit in certain areas, and we're looking to put that all together tonight.
So I talked to your coach last hour, Coach Ron Estes. It's your fourth year in this program. What's it been like playing for a coach like him?
Yeah, so we definitely love having Coach Estes as our head coach. I think he runs a very good program, and he keeps, you know, everything straight, and, you know, we just enjoy playing for him.
Just, you know, would you describe his coaching style as like a big motivator, a rah-rah guy, or sort of an X's and O's kind of coach?
Definitely the X's and O's.
Okay, he's not the Dan Campbell kind of bite your kneecap off kind of thing?
Not necessarily, no.
But I'm sure he could be if he needed to.
Yes,
right?
For sure, yep.
Okay, so you are a senior, you are a captain. Those two things are very important on any team. What's it like, you know, finally getting that chance to step into a leadership role?
So it's been great. Coach Estes has told us since the day we were picked as captains, you know, you gotta lead the team, obviously, and you can't afford to have a bad day. And I think we've done a good job of that. So,
so it's you. Could you talk about who the other captains are?
Yeah. So we got Elliot Strand. We're all seniors. Gabe Jones and Landon Duvall.
So I don't want to put him on blast, but talking with the AD and the coach, Gabe was another player that they wanted on air, but wasn't feeling up to it.
Yeah, I was just talking to him in the hallway.
Oh, he's in the hallway? Yeah, can we go get him? Is he?
yeah, so I was just talking to him, trying to get him down here, but he turned me down.
All right, well, maybe next time.
Maybe.
Maybe next time. So, you know, the early part of the season, you do get the win over Sand Creek.
Yep.
And then a number of close losses. You know, how do you keep the train on the tracks when you're oh so close and you lose a tight ball game?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but like I said earlier, it's just about moving forward and trying to piece the parts that you did good and put it all together for the we're just trying to take it week by week and improve.
So last week, I'm sure it was one of those, we're going to acknowledge that the film is there,
yep,
but we're going to bury it under the stadium somewhere. What's the focus like now for tonight when you go play a team that's also undefeated, also in the LCAA, mm-hmm, and the Hudson Tigers? You have to turn around quick and get ready for tonight. What's that been like this week?
Yeah, so we definitely, you know, looked back at the film, and it was pretty frustrating, but the focus for tonight is, you know, we just don't want to let that happen again, and we want to take it to them. So
if someone hasn't listened to or watched the Royals play this season, Ty, what positions do you play? Do you play on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, so I play receiver, and I also play free safety.
Okay. Those kind of go hand in hand. Like, to be a good safety, you have to know routes.
Right, yeah.
To be a good receiver, you have to know what's the safety thinking, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How has that benefited you to be on the field as much as you've been?
Yeah, so I think it has benefited me because, like you said, you know, it's kind of goes hand in hand. So, you know, playing defense, you know what the offense, their tendencies are. And, like, playing offense, you know what a defensive tendency is. So you just play off of that. And, you know, watching film every week, you kind of know who's doing what. So you just learn from it and use that on the field.
When you look at when you're game planning for a team like Clinton last week and Hudson tonight, similarities in that they want to run the football and they're very good at it. What's it like on the defensive side you're going to have to be pretty physical tonight.
Yep.
You know, you'll have to play up in the box with your linebacker friends, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, you know, last week as well as this week, it's definitely a run-first offense we're going up against. So we're just going to have to fly the ball and make plays. And if they decide to pass, we got guys in positions to make plays as well.
When you look at, you know, what you want to do offensively, you know, it's unique to me from an outside perspective how a team can play an offense like Hudson plays but prepare defensively for a team like you here in Blissfield that kind of wants to spread that ball around a little bit. What's the game plan for you besides get open and make plays?
The game plan is usually, you know, we like to keep it 50-50 run and pass, and you know, our coaches have ideas of what we want to do on each down, so we're just gonna use those and play our best.
I'm not trying to get the game plan out if you're anything or like your first two plays, but just thought that was interesting. Again, talking with Ty Cantrell, the senior captain, wide receiver and safety for the Blissfield Royals, does coach give you as a captain sort of like last word in the huddle type of thing, or you do get to address the team pregame, right?
Yeah, we do get to address the team, and he's given us that responsibility. We're able to, you know, talk to him if we need to and address any problems.
What's the message tonight? Like, let's say it's whenever your pregame pump up is, yep, you know, 6:45, whenever. What's going to be, give us a little preview, not word by word. You know, maybe you can't say those words on the radio, but Ty, what's going to be the message today?
It's just going to be come out and hit him in the mouth and, you know, work hard every play, and hopefully we win. We're just trying to win every single down, so if we can do that, it'll translate, and hopefully the score will show up what we want it to.
Good stuff. Senior captain, receiver, safety, Ty Cantrell with your Blissfield Royals. He and his teammates and the coaching staff, and hopefully a lot of you fans are going to travel west to Hudson as they take on the Tigers. Ty, thanks for your time. Get back to class. But it was fun to talk to you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Again, that was Ty Cantrell with the Blissfield Royal football team here, Cave on Campus, being brought to you this morning by Lenawee Community Mental Health and SLI Custom Signs and Apparel. We appreciate their support for this program.